Good morning and welcome to today's presentation of High School Softball. Today, we bring you live coverage of the 2026 Softball State Semifinals featuring the Grass Lake Warriors and the Everett Wildcats at Michigan State University. I'm Connor Dockery. I'll be your host for all the action on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. Thanks for joining me today. Beautiful morning here in East Lansing. Ready to get underway. The first of four semifinal games. Four semifinal games today. We got this one, and then this will be followed by the other Division III matchup, Ravenna and New Lothrop. And then we've got later this afternoon the two Division IV softball state semifinal matchups as well. So the Grass Lake Warriors, 34-5 on the season, taking on an undefeated Everett team, 42-0 this year. They've had an incredible season. And Grass Lake, of course, a very tough path into this Final Four. They've had some of the toughest teams in the state that they've had to get through in order to get to this spot right here. They've, of course, had to take down a Columbia Central team who is one of the top-ranked teams in the state. Actually won the Cascades, as a matter of fact. And Grass Lake able to overcome them, overcome a deficit in that one. Then they beat the Poyen in the district championship, and then Homer and Clinton in the regional tournament. That Clinton game, by the way, that was a very, very hard-fought game. That's another one of the top teams in Division III that they've had to beat. And then Whiteford, who, of course, on paper, maybe didn't have as impressive of a record as Grass Lake, but that's a team that has historically, last 10-plus years, has been dominant, known for deep, deep postseason runs, and has made several championship runs. Of course, they have come short each time the last couple of trips they have made it there, but regardless, that's a team that is a softball powerhouse at the Division IV level previously and the last couple years at the Division III level. So very, very tough road for Grass Lake in the postseason. Everett, maybe early on they didn't have as tough of a playoff path as Grass Lake, but their last couple of wins, they certainly have had to take down a couple of pretty tough teams. So Everett able to take down Reed City and Mason County Central in the district tournament. And they have since beaten Leroy Pine River and Sanford Meridian before their last two matchups, so a little bit tougher. That Leroy Pine River team is pretty good, but Standish, Sterling, and Boyne City, these are very good teams. Very low-scoring wins for the team in those games as well. Recently, a 6-2 over Boyne City for this Everett team. This is a team as well that has most recently been a champion two seasons ago. So last season, of course, it was Grass Lake winning their first softball state championship in school history. The year before that, it was Everett winning their first ever softball state championship, and they were a runner-up 2 years prior in 2022. In the state championship as well. They finished second place that season. So Everett is a team that has some of that recent deep postseason experience. And I would say, for that matter, all of these teams that are playing in the Final Four today for Division III, it was where pre-COVID, you know, not really a whole lot of deep postseason runs for some of these teams. But then it seems like the last couple of years post-COVID, that's when all four of these programs have been able to put it together and become very good, very dominant teams. A couple of deep postseason runs, of course. There's some recent championships won between at least these two teams. Not as much on the Ravenna and New Lothrop side, the other Division III semifinal that'll be played today, but at least for Grass Lake and Everett, this is going to be a really good matchup between the last two state champions at the D3 level. So, looking at Grass Lake, their last game, my oh my, what a game on Tuesday that they played at Novi High School.
Good morning.
They were able to take down Whiteford 4-3, a insane rally. Whiteford starting pitcher, Peyton Welch. She was untouchable all game. She was throwing strikes. She was routinely retiring Grass Lake in order. And if anything, they would only get at most one base runner on, and they wouldn't be able to do anything with that base runner. They were trailing by two going into the seventh inning. And then suddenly, Peyton Welch, Whiteford starting pitcher, she couldn't throw strikes. Couldn't get in the strike zone at all. She threw, 14, 15 consecutive balls to start the inning. Bases loaded with no outs. And then she gets replaced. The relief pitcher comes in, hits a batter, forces in a run. So then just like that, Grass Lake is trailing by two with bases loaded, zero outs. Peyton Welch comes back in, gets an out, and then a couple wild pitches, scoring not only the tying run, but the go-ahead run for Grass Lake before she was able to get out of the inning. And then Whiteford, the first time all day that they were retired in order at the plate, that came in the bottom of the seventh inning with Grass Lake closing that out. So a very crazy finish for Grass Lake, getting them back into this Division III Final Four. Bo Conrad in that game, she pitched six of the seven innings, allowing three runs on five hits, got six strikeouts, and allowed two walks in that as well. Meanwhile, at the plate, you had, of course, a lot of walks drawn in that game. Grass Lake was able to draw seven walks. Of course, four of those coming in that seventh inning, in that rally that they had against Whiteford. But at the plate, at least, you had a couple of standout performances. You had Chloe Hollyfield, who went 1-for-2 at the plate with a walk, a couple runs scoring on her behalf by some pinch runners. Mackenzie Hilbert as well. She went 1-for-3 with a single and a walk in there as well. And then how about Adeline Henson in the number 9 spot in the batting order? She went 0-for-1 only with a strikeout, but drew two walks, stole a base, was able to score a run on a wild pitch. So, again, ugly win, but that's what it's like at this stage. I mean, it gets to the point where, you know, you can't necessarily rely on a batting onslaught, getting a bunch of hits and racking up these runs against pitchers of this caliber at this stage of the playoffs. I mean, this is when it just gets so much more difficult to just get hits, even just to get on base, for that matter. I mean, you have to find a way to manufacture these runs. And, of course, all of those runs, all four of those runs scored by Grass Lake in that win against Whiteford, none of them were scored on a base hit. They were all on wild pitches, or, as the case for one of those runs in the seventh inning, it was a hit batter with the bases loaded that forced in a run. So all four of those runs not even scored on base hits. But, I mean, hey, for the case of those other three runs scored on wild pitches, I mean, there were some gutsy base running decisions on some of those runs scored. A couple of close calls at home plate, nearly tagged out. But, again, very aggressive decisions that paid off for them in the long run. And look at it, here they are. And Whiteford, in comparison, they fall short in a deep postseason run once again. So they're going through the starting lineups here at Michigan State University as we are just moments away from first pitch in our Division III softball state semifinal between Grass Lake and Evert. We're going to take a 3-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll have first pitch for you here from Michigan State University. This is high school softball, brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Happy summer! This is Jennifer Scanlon with the Brokerage House. Are you dreaming of lake days? Join us for the Irish Hills Lake and Home Tour, Saturday, June 20th from 10 to 5. Jump on a pontoon and enjoy a tour on five of the area's most desirable lakes. The Brokerage House is partnering with Flagstar Bank, Eagle Point Marine, the Irish Hills Chamber of Commerce, and the Home Builders Association to welcome guests at the Eagle's Nest on gorgeous Clark Lake. Call the Brokerage House today for your complimentary wristband while supplies last. 517-788-8733. Let's make your next move a move to the lake.
So your driveway looks like it's been beaten up by the unforgiving Michigan weather. Your parking lot worn out beyond belief. Get it the protection it needs from Wolverine Seal Coating. Wolverine Seal Coating can extend the life of your pavement by applying fresh seal coating. And it looks incredible, too. Built to last, their high-quality products provide a durable barrier against the elements and will maintain the beauty of your property. If your driveway or parking lot looks bad, don't let it get any worse. Call Wolverine Seal Coating for a free estimate or visit WolverineSealCoating.com.
Get ready to rev up your summer with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. Make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors, we've got what you need to tackle any task. And don't sweat the maintenance. Our two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, we've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this summer work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. At Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Whether you're applying to college for the first time, continuing your education, or returning to school, you deserve an education that will prepare you for where you want to go. Jackson College offers in-person and online classes taught by experienced instructors at a cost that won't break the bank. Register now for summer classes, academic programs with great earning potential, a better life, and peace of mind. At Jackson College, you can do it. Call 517-796-8425 or online at jccmi.edu.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
We are live from Michigan State University for the 2026 softball state semifinals between Grass Lake and Evers. Connor Dockery with you on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM and online at WKHM.com. First pitch underway to McVicker. She swings and misses on the first pitch and then shows bunt. On the second pitch, that one pops up behind her and foul just behind the catcher, Elder. Not able to make a play there, so a quick 0-2 count to Lily McVicker, leading us off against Kyra Gray in the circle for Everts. Next pitch called, strike three, lower outside corner. And Lily McVicker is caught looking for the first out, first strikeout of the game. For Kyra Gray, as that brings in Layla Smith, second baseman for Grass Lake. As we go through the Grass Lake batting order, McVicker in center field, Smith at second, Mackenzie Hillbearer at short. First pitch to her, that one's called strike one, top of the zone, nice fastball. Great location so far for Gray. Middle three of the Grass Lake order, Bo Conrad pitching, Kennedy Collins at third, and Michaela Jurek at first. Next pitch, check swing, holds up, and the pitch is low. Good take there for Layla Smith. It's ball one. 1-1 count. Takes a moment for stepping back into the box. 1-1 pitch from Gray. That's swung on and fouled off to the right-hand side into the screen. And it's a 1-2 count. Bottom three for Grass Lake's batting order. We got the catcher, Chloe Hollyfield. Right fielder, Kaylee Hillbearer. And the left fielder, Adeline Henson. Head coaches, Roger Cook. 1-2, swing and a foul tip. Smith just hanging in there. It remains a 1-2 count. Bases empty. One out. No score yet here in the top of the first inning. Grass Lake, the designated road team for this matchup. All these games, the home and away teams, determined by a coin flip pregame. As we've got a swing and a pop foul out of play up and over the stands. Over there to the pitching facility to our right, which is adjacent to the baseball field where we have a baseball semifinal being played right now. Check swing, taken low, and it's ball two. Layla Smith really fighting in this plate appearance. Couple back into the count there with a couple of good takes. Bunt before the next pitch, then holds off 2-2. Swing and a line drive right into the glove of the shortstop Decker for out number two. Two up, two down for the pitcher Kyra Gray.
Mackenzie
Hillbearer now trying to keep the inning alive here in the top of the first for Grass Lake. Kyra Gray, 29-0 record on the season. Pitching, of course, Everett is undefeated overall, 42-0 this year. Sub one earned run average, 0.84 ERA, 3.45 strikes in 175 plus innings pitched. She's been unbelievable this season. As the next pitch taken low for Hillbearer, ball one. She fouled off the first pitch. It's 1-1. Next one from Gray, swinging a line drive. That one just ahead of the second baseman, Smith, and the throw offline to first. Mackenzie Hillbearer makes it on base. That was a little bit of a pop, a soft liner there just along the first baseline. Deep in the hole,
11,
the second baseman, Callie Smith, trying to make the play to first, but just not in time. So that's an infield single for Mackenzie Hillbearer, keeping the inning alive for Grass Lake. And this will bring in Mo Conrad, who immediately grounds one to short. That one's going to be eaten up by Decker. She can't make a play. And that's going to be an error that keeps the inning going for Grass Lake. Some two-out magic. Runners on first and second now with two outs. Here's Kennedy Collins. Going to be a courtesy runner on first as well in place of Conrad. It's Ava Hamp, who's been doing a lot of pinch running in this postseason for Grass Lake. Mackenzie Hillbearer at second, Ava Hamp at first, and Kennedy Collins at the plate. Two outs. Grass Lake looking to strike first. In this one, top of the first inning, winds and fires. That one's going to run in and get her on the inner thigh. A bases loading hit by pitch. And Grass Lake threatening here. Two out magic, and now there's going to be a circle visit for Everett. Here comes head coach Sean Gray having a chat with Kyra Gray and the rest of the Ever infielders. As it initially appeared that this is going to be a quick top of the first inning with the first two batters retired. And then just like that, you blink and then suddenly it's the bases loaded. Across the infield single from Mackenzie Hillbearer, the next two pitches, an error and a hit batter. So here is Michaela Jurek looking for a big swing right here. First pitch, that's going to be swung on and a tapper foul to the right-hand side towards the Grass Lake dugout along the first baseline, and that's going to be a 0-1 count for Jurek. Next pitch from Kyra Gray. Late swing and a miss, couldn't catch up with that one, and it's an 0-2 count. Kyra Gray looking to recover and strand the bases loaded here at the top of the first. Bat in the shoulders. Here's the next pitch. Swing and a foul tip just hanging in there. And it looks like that's going to be a little bit of a painful take there for the catcher, Elder. That one swung on and fouled. It looks like that might have gotten Elder on the inner thigh. It's like maybe the right arm, actually. She's taking the glove off, and now she's doing some stretches with that right arm. Looks like she'll be okay, though. She'll be good to tough this one out. Puts the glove back on. And now we're good to proceed. Still an 0-2 count for Jurek. Bases loaded, two outs. For Grasslake, next pitch. Swing and a miss. Huge strikeout for Kyra Gray, her second of the inning. And Grasslake has bases loaded, stranded. We remain without a score. Going to the bottom of the first, this is the girls' softball state semifinals, brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Kubota keeps the job site running smoothly with the number one selling compact excavator lineup in the world. Reliable, capable, and backed by strong dealer support. Stop by today to power up your crew. Right now, bring home select Kubota excavators with 0% financing available or save up to $7,000. Now through June 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimer for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
This is the famous Bud Light Beer. It's not easy to brew beer this easy to drink. It takes attention to detail to get something to taste this smooth. Which is why Bud Light is tasted by brewmasters every step of the way. Hey, it's a tough job, but for you and your friends, it's worth it. Bud Light. We don't just brew beer. We brew beer for friends. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM, WKHM FM HD2, Brooklyn, Jackson.
Bottom of the first inning now from Michigan State University. No score yet between Grasslake and Everett in the softball state semifinals. Connor Dockery with you on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM. Today's coverage is brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffee, Soft Water. Will be Transit Mix, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and AC, and Phelps Towing as Bo Conrad throws out the remainder of her warm-up pitches there in the circle for the Lady Warriors, getting set up here. Of course, she's pitched the overwhelming majority of the postseason innings for this Grasslake team, starting every game, but then maybe replaced for an inning here and there. Usually in the middle of these games before she's eventually brought back in to close these games. So we're ready to go. Bottom of the first, Kyra Gray, the starting pitcher for Everett. She is leading us off for the Wildcats. First pitch, that's going to be swung on, a pop. This one to shallow center field. And it's going to be the second baseman, Layla Smith, who hauls that one in for out number one. Quick first out as we go through the Everett batting order. Kyra Gray batting in the number one spot, followed by the catcher Kira Elder and the first baseman Madison Teed. Conrad, quick check at the pitch chart on her wrist before the next pitch, which is a swung and a soft tapper foul. Just slow roller on the right-hand side in foul territory. Falls behind 0-1. Middle three of the Everett batting order. We've got the shortstop, Jilly Decker, center fielder, Quincy Gray, and the third baseman, Allie Duncan. 0-1 from Conrad. Swing and a miss behind that one. 0-2. Looking for the second out quickly here. In the bottom three for Everett, we've got the designated player, Jordan Beamer, second baseman, Callie Smith, and right fielder, Sabrina Cutler, with the left fielder, Maddie Cass, in the field in place of Beamer. Pitch going to be taken in the dirt. Squirts off to the left-hand side. Ball one. 1-2 count for Kira Elder. Conrad back in the circle, ready to fire. Rocks and deals. Taken high. Called strike three. Nice riser for Conrad. First strikeout of the game, and there's a quick second out. Caught her looking. Here's Madison Teed. Trying to keep the inning alive for Everett. Bases empty, two outs, no score yet in the semifinals. First sleeveless softball uniforms I've seen this season here for Everett. For the first pitch here, popped in foul territory, and Layla Smith not able to make the catch. That one went in foul territory in right field. You had both Jurek and Smith trying to run that one down. And I think the sun kind of got in Smith's vision at the last moment. You could see her kind of raise the glove to shield that off and then tried to make the catch, and that's off the tip of her glove and landing foul. So Madison Teat still alive in the count 0-1 after nearly getting out there. Next pitch up and away, rising out of the zone. That's a take there. One ball, one strike. So sleeveless uniforms forever. Royal blue with gold numbers trimmed in white for both the jerseys, pants, and the helmets. We've got a swing and a grounder along the third baseline. Quick glove for Kennedy Collins. Throw across to Jurek at first. And Mo Conrad and the Grass Lake Warriors retire ever in order in the bottom of the first. We remain without a score. Going to the top of the second next. This is the girls' softball state semifinals brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour on Fox Sports 101.9.
For 80 years, we have all known them as Omnisource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
7, 8, and 9 due up for Grass Lake here in the top of the second. No score yet in our semifinal matchup between Grass Lake and Everett here at Michigan State University. Catcher Chloe Hollifield leading us off as she takes a couple of pitches low to get ahead in the count against Kyra Gray. 2-0. Hollifield back at the plate. Here's the fire from Gray. It misses inside. Ball three, risking a leadoff walk here. Grass Lake in the top of the first had their first two batters retired before a quick bases loaded opportunity. We got a swing and a miss. Had the green light all the way on that 3-0 count. Hollifield swinging under that one. Next pitch. Could be taken high. Looks like they corrected the count before that pitch to 2-2 as opposed to 3-1. So now with that ball, it's a 3-2 full count. Showing bump before the pitch, holds off. Payoff, swing, pop. This one going to be unplayable in foul territory, going up and over the Grass Lake dugout and out of play. Today's coverage brought to you by Prate's Place Restaurant in Grass Lake. Open 7 days a week with live music on select nights, offering smoked meats, pizzas, tacos, and more. Event space for your catering your next event and more. Prate's Place, Grass Lake's very own sports bar and family restaurant. Got a swing and another foul off to the right-hand side into the screen. Good battle here for Hollifield to start this inning. Trying to be a leadoff base runner here as Grass Lake tries to strike first. Another payoff. Swinging another pop foul to the right-hand side. Great at bat for Hollifield. Had a couple of long ABs in this one so far for Grass Lake already. Several fouled pitches. Payoff again. Swing and another fouled pitch up and over the stands to our right. Packed stands here. Grass Lake supporters to the right and the Everett supporters to the left. A lot of blue and gold, of course, different shades of blue. As we got a swing and a grounder. This one deflects off the glove of Smith at second and into the outfield. Long battle between Gray and Hollifield. Hollifield wins out and Grass Lake is on base to start the second. Second base hit of the game. They're seeing if that's going to maybe get something brewing here bottom of the order, 7, 8, and 9. This is actually the same part of the batting order that that got the team going in the top of the seventh to rally against Whiteford. So we've got a pinch runner right here. It's Maddie Bush. She's the base runner at first for Grass Lake. She's also, like Hamp, done a lot of running as we got a taken first pitch, sliding in safely on the steal for Bush immediately on the first pitch. Just ahead of the throw. Great throw by Elder, but just late. Good jump on that one. So just like that, Grass Lake, a runner on second with no outs and a 1-0 count to Kaylee Hillbearer now at the plate. As that first pitch was low, next delivery taken inside. A little bit of a check swing, but didn't fully commit, and that's a good take right there. 2-0 count for Kaylee Hillbearer. Next delivery. That one's a bunt. Rolls just along the first baseline, but into foul territory. Ooh, would have been a... If that one stayed fair, that almost certainly would have been a bunt single for Kaylee Hillbearer. I don't think Kyra Gray had nearly enough time to get there to make the play at first. Would have had runners on the corners with zero outs if that were the case, but instead a foul. 2-1. Here's another bunt attempt, and it lands foul again. Now a 2-2 count for Kaylee Hillbearer as Maddie Bush goes back to second. No score yet, but Grass Lake threatening here. They threatened at the end of the last inning, of course, two quick outs and then a single error and a hit batter loading the bases. And then a big strikeout to strand those base runners. Swing and a miss now. Another big strikeout for Kyra Gray to get the first out of the inning.
Left fielder number five, Adeline Henson.
Her third so far. Grass Lake runner on second with one out now. No score yet. Adeline Henson at the plate. As she takes strike one on the outer half of the plate. 0-1 count. Adeline Henson, lefty batter against this righty pitcher. 0-1 showing bunt, holding off, and the pitch misses up and away. 1-1 count for Henson. Number 9 spot in this Grass Lake batting order. Senior on this team. We got a swing. Make it a bunt attempt that rolls foul just along the first baseline again. Grass Lake trying to utilize the bunting early in this one. They really had to resort to that in the later innings against Whiteford, trying to get some base runners. Now a 1-2 count. Gray looking for a big second out. 1-2. Check swing, but it's in the upper corner. Called strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts in huge fashion for Kyra Gray. And now just like that, two outs after having a runner in scoring position to start the inning with that single from Hollyfield and then a steal from Maddie Bush. Now here's the top of the order with Willie McVicker. Next pitch, that's off the glove of Elder to the left, and that is going to advance Bush up to third. Pass ball. So a 1-0 count to McVicker. Go ahead, run at third with two outs. Next pitch. She was charging ahead with a potential bunt there, but it misses off the plate. Same spot, 2-0. Next one from Gray. High, 3-0 count. Huge spot here for Lily McVicker. Got the green light right here. We saw some two-out magic brewing in the last inning, but Grass Lake could not fully capitalize. We'll see if they can here. 3-0. Low and away, it's a four-pitch walk. First walk of the game issued by Gray. And Grass Lake now has runners on first and third with two outs, looking for that first run. Here in the top of the second, here's Layla Smith. She had a pretty good battle in her first plate appearance today, but eventually lined out to short. Shows bunt initially. That one's taken as we got an uncontested steal of second by McVicker. No throw made. So she moves up to second. Grasslake now runners on second and third with two outs. Actually revised that to a strike call. 0-1 now. To Smith. Check swing. Held up. Misses high. One ball, one strike for Layla Smith. Grasslake in their usual white uniforms, white jerseys, white pants, white batting helmets, navy pinstripes, and the navy blue numbers. 1-1, swing and a pop foul, up and out of play to the right. Boy, that roof of that building to our right has seen already its fair share of fouled pitches today. And it's 1-2. Next pitch, taken high. Ooh, floats it, just gets the top of the zone changeup from Gray. Smith was taking. And it's going to be called strike three. Wow. Huge. Huge out number three. And all three outs in the inning by way of the strikeout. Kyra Gray's up to five now. Strands two more in scoring position. Grasslake has already had five base runners stranded through two innings here. We remain without a score. Bottom of the second. Coming your way next. This is the Softball State Semis. Brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour on Fox Sports 101.9.
Get ready to rev up your summer with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. Make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors, we've got what you need to tackle any task. And don't sweat the maintenance. Our two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, we've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this summer work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Broadcasting live from Michigan State University in East Lansing, the Division III softball state semifinals between Grasslake and Everett. Now in the bottom of the second, no score yet. Everett retired in order in the bottom of the first inning. They've got 4-5 and 6 due up here. Led off by their shortstop, Jilly Decker. Will Conrad ready to go here. Rocks and fires with the first pitch. That one misses up and away. Grasslake, of course, they have had the early threats so far. And Mo Conrad, obviously with retiring them in order. That first inning, we've got a swing and a line drive. This one deflects off the glove of Kennedy at third. Picked up at short by Mackenzie Hillbearer and could not make a recovery throw to first. It's just offline. Jurek couldn't haul that one in. Great effort by Collins and Hillbearer and Jurek for that matter, but man, close play. Not able to get a tough out there. So infield single for Jilly Decker to start this inning. And now going to be a quick circle visit with Conrad in the infield. Is a very tough play to be made there.
Number one, Quincy Gray.
Matter of fact, great reflexes by Collins just to keep that one in the infield. So Jilly Decker, runner on first with no outs. Here's Quincy Gray, the center fielder for Effort, who swings, pops this one right to short at Mackenzie Hillbearer. Needs to make a couple of her steps back and to the left. Makes the catch for a big out, number one.
Third baseman, number 14, Allie
Here is
Duncan.
Allie Duncan, the third baseman for Everett. Steps back in. A bunch of right-handed hitters for Everett so far in their batting order. First pitch, swinging a pop to foul territory, just out of the range of Jurek, ranging out there, but couldn't quite get there, and it's going to be strike one instead with Jilly Decker there at first. No score yet. Everett undefeated, 42-0 on the season. Grasslake defending their championship, 34-5 overall in the season. We got a swing and a pop foul out of play to the right. Same typical area. I don't think we've had a single fouled pitch to the left side at all today. It's just been all to the right-hand side. But regardless, a 0-2 count to Duncan. 0-2. Up and away. Just missed, but a good take there from Duncan. That didn't even leave her shoulders. And it's 1-2 now. Conrad winds and fires. Swing and a miss. Changeup. Boy, Duncan way out in front of that one, and she more than broke the plane, knew that she made a poor decision there, swinging way out in front, but she committed anyways. Big second out and second strikeout for Mo Conrad. Ever a runner on first in the form of Jilly Decker. With two outs now, no score yet. Bottom of the second with the designated player, Jordan Beamer, at the plate as she swings and taps one foul in the dirt to the backstop. Falls behind 0-1 to Conrad. Not trying to let that leadoff infield single by Decker represent the first run of the game as we got another pitch in nearly in the dirt. Good glove there by Hollifield. One ball, one strike for Beamer. Hollifield ready to go behind home plate. Conrad ready in this circle. Winds and fires. Swinging a grounder. This one goes just past the diving Smith into the center field. Decker moving up to third on the play. And the second hit of the inning for Everett will now put runners on first and third with two outs. So after being retired in order in the first inning, Everett here in the second is now threatening to bring across the first run of the game. Conrad looking to strand two on here. Of course, Grass Lake, through their two innings at the plate, have had five runners stranded already. Here is the number eight batter, Cowie Smith, second baseman, swings and misses out in front of the fastball. A little bit too excited there. She falls behind 0-1. Conrad ready to go again, 0-1. Swing and a miss, this time late. That one a half-hearted swing, indecisive. Pulled the trigger anyways, and she falls behind 0-2. Great chance here for Conrad and the rest of the Lady Warriors to get out of this jam. 0-2, up and away. Good take there for Callie Smith. Draws the ball there, 1-2. Runners on the corners with two outs. No score yet in the bottom of two. Conrad again. 1-2 pitch. Swinging a tap foul towards the Grass Lake dugout to the right. Still staying alive here. Everybody on the edge of their seat. Of course, we've had some great scoring opportunities early. Very reminiscent of the Whiteford game in the state quarterfinals on Tuesday. Both teams with some early opportunities, some runners on, but neither team able to capitalize until the third. Another 1-2. Swinging a pop. This one in foul territory. It is playable and just missed the catch there. Hollifield, her and Collins running that one down, going to the on-deck circle just outside of Everett's dugout. And that one just out of range. Ooh, that's two plays in this inning where Everett has a foul nearly hauled in for an out. Here's another 1-2. Swing and a miss with a loud cheer from Mo Conrad. Bit of a relief cheer, I would reckon, as Everett had runners on the corners, stranded there. Two strikeouts in the inning for Conrad, three on the game. And we remain without a score. Going into the top of the third, coming your way in 60 seconds. This is the girls' softball state semifinals, brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour on Fox Sports 101.9.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
Jackson County homeowners, there has never been a better time to upgrade to a high-efficiency Amana system than right now. With Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local authorized Amana dealer, get a brand-new AC system installed for as little as $99 per month, plus free 10-year warranty, free Wi-Fi thermostat, and free 1-year Comfort Club maintenance plan. Call Aspen 1-Hour today to schedule your free in-home estimate, always on time, or you don't pay a dime.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Just as we're coming back, Mackenzie Hillbearer leading off for Grass Lake on the first pitch, lines one out to right field. So there's a quick out for Grass Lake here in the top of the third. No score yet. Them and Everett in the state semifinals. Mo Conrad now, first pitch swings, grounds one just along the third baseline. Throw by Duncan to first is just late. So two pitches, we got a line out to right, and the infield single by Mo Conrad, just beating that one out. So Conrad makes it on base in both plate appearances in this one. And it's going to be Ava Hamp running for her at first, just like she did in the first inning. So a lot of things happening just on these first two pitches. And we're going to have a meeting by these umpires right here. Three umpires running the game today. Beautiful weather here in East Lansing. Partly cloudy. Got a slight breeze. Obviously some cool air following the storms last night. So Grass Lake, no score yet. 0-0 tie with Everett. Runner on first with one out. Here's Kennedy Collins with the first pitch in the dirt for ball one. Good block there by Elder, the catcher. So Kennedy Collins, number five in the batting order. As she swings, pops this one to center field, and that's going to be caught by Quincy Gray for out number two. Here's Michaela Jurek now trying to keep the inning going. Struck out in the top of the first inning with bases loaded. Good early opportunity there for Grass Lake. They've had opportunities in both the first and second innings with at least one runner in scoring position. Pitch taken to the dirt for a ball. Next one from Kyra Gray. It's going to be too high off the glove of Elder. Goes to the backstop. And that presents more than enough opportunity for Hamp to move up to second, which she does on the wild pitch. First wild pitch of the game for Kyra Gray, who's been great despite some constant threat on the bases for Grass Lake. She's been able to tightrope her way out of danger. A lot of strikeouts, too. Five strikeouts for two-plus innings. Pitch taken high. 2-1 count now for Jurek. Next one. Swinging another foul to the right. Into the screen. Runs the count even. 2-2. So now with Hamp there at second, this is all three innings that Grass Lake has had a runner in scoring position, but still without a score. 2-2 to Jurek. Swing and a foul tip just hanging in there. Looked initially like she missed the contact, but just staying alive. 2-2 to Jurek. Takes a couple practice swings out of the box before stepping back in. Another 2-2 from Gray. Swing and another foul tip behind into the screen. as has been the case the last couple of rounds in the playoffs. Runners at a premium. We've got a swing, fly ball. This one high. This one deep. This one bangs off the fence in left field. One run scores. Jurek coasts into second. A standing one-run double for Michaela Jurek. Crest Lake leads 1-0 in the semis. RBI brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. It's been quite some time since Grass Lake has had an extra base hit in the playoffs. And Jurek, after striking out with bases loaded in the first inning, she comes through here. And the inning keeps on going for Grass Lake. Chloe Hollifield at the plate. Runner on second with two outs still with that run scoring. Takes a pitch in the dirt for ball one. That's exactly what Grass Lake needed. With all the runners in scoring position, you knew it was a matter of time before they were going to come through. Another pitch low. 2-0 count for Hollifield. That one taken inside. 3-0. This is not an easy pitcher to come through as well. I mentioned Kyra Gray. A sub-1 earned run average on the season. Next one, swing and a pop. Into the fence, foul. Now 2-2. Looks like they revised the ball strike count there. 2-2 to Hollifield. Michaela Jurek at second with two outs. 1-0 Grass Lake. 2-2 from Gray. Swinging another foul up and out of play. This one slicing over the bullpen area in right field. Hollifield 1-for-1, a single in the last inning to lead off, but she was stranded at third. 2-2, swing and a tapper. This one goes to third. Duncan pickup, throw to first in time to Teed. Route number three, but Grass Lake comes through. Specifically, Michaela Jurek comes through with a one-run double to score the first run of the game. Grass Lake leads 1-0 over Everett in the state semis. Bottom of the third, coming your way next. Brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour on Fox Sports 101.9.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson for quick, convenient customer service. Above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
At Michelob Ultra, we know it's not just about how much you work out every day. It's about how much you work into every day, too. That's why we brew a beer for those who realize that expending calories should never come at the expense of spending time with friends. And for those who understand that just because you work out doesn't mean you can't go out. Hey, that's why we brew Michelob Ultra to have 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, and an exceptional taste. Michelob Ultra, brewed for those who go the extra mile. Enjoy responsibly. 2016 Michelob Ultra Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, 0.6 grams protein, 0 grams fat per 12 ounces.
Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
1-0 Grass Lake over Everett in the 2026 Division III softball state semifinals here at Michigan State University. Connor Dockery with you on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM and online at WKHM.com. Today's coverage presented by Wolverine Seal Coating, Grimes Plumbing, Jim Winter Auto Group, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, and the Brokerage House. So Grass Lake, all three innings, have had at least one runner in scoring position. And Michaela Jurek with a big swing, a double that bangs off the left field fence to bring in the first run of the game. And now Everett, they threatened a little bit in the last inning with runners on the corners with two outs. They're going to look to answer here, looking to respond. They've got 9-1-2 due up. Led off by the right fielder, Sabrina Cutler, who immediately grounds one to second to Layla Smith. The easy delivery over to Jurek at first for a quick out number one. Brings back the number one batter in the lineup, Kyra Gray, the starting pitcher for the Lady Wildcats. popped out to second base in her first plate appearance. And the first pitch here, changeup. Ooh, that one misses below the zone. No, they do. Late strike call there from the home plate umpire. 0-1 count for Kyra Grab. I was going to say, that one looked like it got the knees. So 0-1. Base is empty, one out. Next pitch, low and away, misses. Ball one. So Evert, I reckon there's been not many situations where they've trailed this season. Not many innings, you know, being an undefeated team and all. Next pitch, swing, line drive. This one deep to left field, and it's gone. So Kyra Gray, after giving up the first run of the game to Grass Lake in the top of this inning, she goes into the box herself and gets it right back. A solo one-out home run for Kyra Gray ties this thing at one. So now Grass Lake, little visit in the circle there, trying to regroup here as this game draws even again. Man, that was a laser shot just over the wall in left field, about 8 feet in fair territory. Kyra Gray with the round tripper there. Here is Kira Elder as we got a swing and a grounder. This one goes to short. Hillbearer over to Jurek in time for out number two. That should give Grass Lake defensively a little bit of momentum to try to get out of this inning after allowing that home run. That was home run number 15 of the season for Kyra Gray. So not only a tremendous pitcher, but she can hit for power too, although looking at her, you wouldn't think about it. We got a swing and a line drive. This one deep to right field over the glove of Kaylee Hillbearer by Madison Teat. And she's got a stand-up double to keep the bottom of the third alive for Evert. Second hit of the inning. And now Evert starting to do some damage with the bats. Going to have another circle visit here. This time, head coach Roger Cook comes out from the dugout. Trying to rally the troops here. Here is Jilly Decker, meanwhile. She's going to be the next batter, shortstop for Evert. So slowly but surely, as opposed to Grass Lake, who has been threatening in all three innings so far at the plate, Evert, slowly but surely, has been getting into this game, getting to Conrad. They were retired in order in the first inning. And then in the second inning, couple of singles. Runners on the corners with two outs, not able to come through there. And then here we got a one-out solo home run from Kyra Gray and now a two-out stand-up double for Madison Teed. First pitch to Decker. This one is a chop in right field, running that one down in foul territory. Kylie Hillbearer makes the catch. A big third out to get Grass Lake out of that jam. But Kyra Gray on a single swing ties this thing at one. Going into the top of the fourth, coming your way in 60 seconds. This is the girls' softball state semifinals brought to you by Aspen One Hour on Fox Sports 101.9.
Jackson County homeowners, there has never been a better time to upgrade to a high-efficiency Amana system than right now. With Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning, your local authorized Amana dealer, get a brand new AC system installed for as little as $99 per month, plus free 10-year warranty, free Wi-Fi thermostat, and free one-year Comfort Club maintenance plan. Call Aspen one-hour today to schedule your free in-home estimate, always on time, or you don't pay a dime.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner, not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Top of the fourth here from Michigan State University of our girls softball semifinals. Grass Lake and Everett tied at one. Connor Dockery with you on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM and online at WKHM.com. 8-9-1 due up for Grass Lake in the inning, led off by the right fielder Kaylee Hillbearer. Currently with a 2-1 count, laid off a couple of pitches inside and outside, and then took one on the bottom of the zone for a called first strike. 2-1 on its way. Swing and a miss. High fastball from Kyra Gray. Swung underneath that one. And now a 2-2 count. Hilbert stands back in. Next one. Swing, a pop. This one to shallow right field. And camping under that one is Cutler, who makes the catch for out number one. Hilbert 0-for-2 now with a strikeout and a flyout. And this brings in the number nine batter in Grass Lake's lineup, Adeline Henson, left fielder. Showing bunt before the pitch, lays off with the pitch coming in. Fastball, 0 and away. 1-0 count. Kyra Gray doing some good stuff, even though Grass Lake was able to strike with a one-run double from the freshman, Michaela Jurek. Gray's been unbelievable in this one, allowing one run on four hits, five strikeouts, and one walk through three-plus. Second pitch got the zone for a strike, and the next one laid off low and away for a ball. It's 2-1 currently for Adeline Henson. Bases empty, one out, 1-1 tie here at the top of the fourth. Swing and a foul tip into the screen behind. Runs the count even for Henson. 2-2. In her last game in the state quarterfinals against Whiteford, Henson 0-for-1 with a strikeout and two walks. Speaking of strikeout, unfortunately, that's what happens right here. Swing and a miss. For Henson, looked like she wanted to hold up, but committed too late, and that's going to be out number two. Two quick outs for Grass Lake. Strikeout number six for Gray. Brings back the top of the lineup for Grass Lake with Lily McVicker, the center fielder. Shows bunt in the first pitch and missed the contact outside. Falls behind 0-1. Next delivery, showing bunt. This one popped to the right into the glove. Ran down by Kyra Gray. Jumped on it right out of the circle. And Grass Lake, for the first time of the game, they go down in order after having at least one runner in scoring position in each of the first three innings. We remain at a 1-1 tie going into the bottom of the fourth inning of our girls' softball semifinals, brought to you by Aspen One Hour. Back in a moment on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
So your driveway looks like it's been beaten up by the unforgiving Michigan weather. Your parking lot worn out beyond belief. Get it the protection it needs from Wolverine Seal Coating. Wolverine Seal Coating can extend the life of your pavement by applying fresh seal coating. And it looks incredible, too. Built to last, their high-quality products provide a durable barrier against the elements and will maintain the beauty of your property. If your driveway or parking lot looks bad, don't let it get any worse. Call Wolverine Seal Coating for a free estimate or visit WolverineSealCoating.com.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
1-1 tie continues into the bottom of the fourth inning between Everett and Grass Lake. Connor Dockery with you on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM and streaming online at WKHM.com. We've got 5, 6, and 7 in the Everett batting order due up. Here in the bottom of the fourth, led off by the center fielder Quincy Gray, who looks at a fastball off the plate from Mo Conrad. Next delivery. That one going to be just off the plate, up and away. That one looked like a good spot there from Mo Conrad. There's ball one. It looked like they actually did call that first pitch a strike. So a 1-1 count for Quincy Gray. Next one on its way from Conrad. Swing and a foul tip behind to fall behind 1-2. Quincy Gray 0-1. She popped out to short in the second inning in her first plate appearance. So Mo Conrad, despite the last inning, a solo home run and a double given up. She's been looking pretty good in this one. It's got a swing and a pop and foul territory, and it's going to be unplayable. Caught by a Grass Lake supporter there. Nice catch, but a foul nonetheless. 1-2 for Quincy Gray. Couple practice swings before getting back into the box. Mo Conrad walks to the back of the circle before stepping on the rubber, ready to fire. Here's the 1-2. That one, a swing and a fly ball into right field with an easy catch there for Kaylee Hillbearer. There's the first out. So Quincy Gray now 0-2 on that play. Here's the third baseman, Allie Duncan. She's 0-1 with a second inning strikeout. She was the second of three Mo Conrad strikeouts in this one. Bases empty, one out, 1-1 tie, bottom of the fourth. Here in the state semifinals, swinging a foul tip into the screen behind for Duncan. It's fall behind 0-1. Couple of great pitching performances, obviously, in the postseason, as we would expect from Mo Conrad. She's been absolutely tremendous. 0-1 swing and a tapper to second. Smith over to Jurek in time for a quick out number two. Chance for Grass Lake to respond. Trying to retire ever in order here in the bottom of the fourth after Grass Lake themselves were retired in order in the top of the fourth. Looking back to the regional championship against Clinton, again, that was a top 10 ranked team in Division III that Grass Lake had to overcome, as it's the designated player Jordan Beamer at the plate now. She looks at a fastball up and away for ball one. Conrad in that one was tremendous in that regional championship. Pitched all seven innings, allowed two runs on eight hits, one strikeout and two walks. Line drive, right center field, but that one's run down by Kaylee Hillbearer. And both teams going down in order here in the fourth inning as we remain tied at one apiece. Top of the fifth, coming your way next. This is the Softball State Semis, brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour on Fox Sports 101.9.
For 80 years, we have all known them as Omnisource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we are all in for the environment. All in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Kubota keeps the job site running smoothly with the number one selling compact excavator lineup in the world. Reliable, capable, and backed by strong dealer support. Stop by today to power up your crew. Right now, bring home select Kubota excavators with 0% financing available or save up to $7,000. Now through June 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimer for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Just as we return to the top of the fifth inning here at Michigan State University, first pitch, Layla Smith, a bloop single into shallow center field. That one landing in between Callie Smith and Quincy Gray, the second baseman and the center fielder. So Grass Lake, leadoff single there from Smith. 1-1 tie here in the top of the fifth. Grass Lake looking to break through once again to Kyra Gray, who's been tremendous, as she has all year, for the Everett Wildcats. So Smith, she stands at first base with that single. She's now 1-for-3. Here is Mackenzie Hillbearer at the plate currently. 0-2 count, swings and misses for the first out of the inning and the seventh strikeout of the game for Kyra Gray. Here's Mo Conrad now, looking to at least get Layla Smith moving there from first base. Conrad initially getting to the box, briefly had to step out for a moment. And now she's back in, ready to go. Here's the first pitch from Gray. Swinging a line drive. That one's fair by about 3 feet in right field. Smith going to move all the way up to third. First pitch single from O'Conrad, and Grass Lake, they've got something brewing here once again in the fifth inning. Runners on the corners with one out. Here's Kennedy Collins now. Great chance for Grass Lake to strike and try to regain the lead. They took the lead quickly in the top of the third on a one-run double from Michaela Jurek, and then Everett in the bottom of the third, immediately getting that one back from a solo Kyra Gray home run. First pitch showing bunt, holding off. That's going to be a ball. Meanwhile, Conrad make it hamp the pinch runner. Able to move up to second on an uncontested steal. So Mo Conrad able to get on base all three times she's been at the plate. We've got a swing and a foul up and out of play to the right, as has been the case throughout this game. That building to the right has seen a ton of foul balls today. So now two in scoring position for Grass Lake with only one out. Kenny Collins takes a pitch low and inside. 2-1 count, gets ahead here. Looking to come through once again. 2-1 from Gray, swinging a fly ball, foul out of play to the right-hand side. That one, I think, made it onto the baseball field where there is a baseball semifinal underway right now. 2-2 count for Collins, meanwhile. She's 0-for-1 with a hit-by-pitch and a flyout. 2-2, check swing, broke the plane. There's out number two. Eighth strikeout of the game for Kyra Gray. And here is the so far offensive hero of the game for Grass Lake, the freshman Michaela Jurek. And Grass Lake now going to have bases loaded. Everett doesn't want anything to do with her. An intentional walk to load the bases. Jurek at first. Hamp at second. Layla Smith at third. Two outs. Here is Chloe Holyfield. Before she steps into the box, head coach Roger Cook having some words of encouragement with her before letting her get back in. Chloe Holyfield looking to give Grass Lake the lead back. Kyra Gray, meanwhile, for Everett in the circle, looking to keep this game tied at one here in the top of the fifth inning. Holyfield, couple practice swings, gets in the box. First pitch taken inside on the fastball. 1-0. Holyfield currently 1-for-2 on the game. A single back in the second. and then a ground out in the third. 1-0. Swing and a screamer along the first baseline and foul. Ooh. Got good contact, just couldn't keep it fair. One ball, one strike now for Hollifield. Great catcher for Grass Lake. So we got a swing and another pop foul out of play to the right. Now a 1-2 count. Another opportunity for Gray to get out of a bases loaded jam today. Hollifield steps back in. Sophomore catcher for the Lady Warriors. 1-2. Taken inside. Stone cold take. It's ball two. Boy, everybody on Everett's side of the stands thought that was strike three. Just missing there. 2-2. Next pitch from Gray. In the dirt. Biggest pitch of the game so far. Coming up. 3-2. Bases loaded, two outs, in a 1-1 tie in the fifth inning. Here's the payoff from Gray. Swing and a grounder. This one sneaks past the glove of Gray. Gets into center field. One run scores. Two runs score. Chloe Hollifield comes through for the Lady Warriors. Two out single to score two runs, and the Lady Warriors are in front 3-1. RBIs brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning and Maddie Bush. Pinch running for her at first. Boy, Grass Lake needed that one for how many base runners they've had. In scoring position, no less. Able to get a couple of big knocks in this one from some young players as well. Freshman Michaela Jurek. A one-run double in the third, and now sophomore Chloe Hollifield, two-run single here in the fifth. Now at the plate, it's the right fielder, Kaylee Hillbearer. Takes a pitch low inside for ball one. Runners on first and second with two outs. Next pitch, same spot, low and inside, ball two. Takes a moment, steps back in. 2-0 count. Taken inside. 3-0. Oh, no. Late strike call there from the home plate umpire. So 2-1 is the count instead of 3-0. Next pitch. That one noticeably high above the zone. That is undeniably ball three. So Kyra Gray at risk of loading the bases again. Here in the fifth inning. Winds and fires 3-1. Swing and a line drive into the glove of Decker at short. And that will retire the side strands. Two on the bases, but Grass Lake comes through with a two-run single from Chloe Hollifield. Two runs on two hits in the inning. And Grass Lake back in front. 3-1 over Everett. Fifth inning stretch. We're back in 60 seconds. This is the Softball State Semis, brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour on Fox Sports 101.9.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. At Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsurers.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Whether you're applying to college for the first time, continuing your education, or returning to school, you deserve an education that will prepare you for where you want to go. Jackson College offers in-person and online classes taught by experienced instructors at a cost that won't break the bank. Register now for summer classes, academic programs with great earning potential, a better life, and peace of mind. At Jackson College, you can do it. Call 517-796-8425 or online at jccmi.edu.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM, WKHM FM HD2, Brooklyn, Jackson.
It's Today's coverage is brought to you by Kelly Express Mart, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, Jackson College, County National Bank, and Omni. Grass Lake leads over Everett 3-1 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. For Everett, led off by the second baseman, Callie Smith. They've got 8-9-1 due up in the inning. Mo Conrad on the first pitch there. It's going to be swung on and fouled to the left-hand side. Again, not many fouled pitches to the left today. It's been overwhelming to the right, much less up and out of play towards the pitching facility there. We got a swing and a pop over to Layla Smith at second. Easily makes the catch for out number one. Callie Smith is 0-2 on that one. And now here's the right fielder, Sabrina Cutler. Number 9 batter in the Everett batting order. So Everett, all their base runners have come in the second and third innings. As the first pitch is grounded to short. Throw over to first. He'll bear to Jurek for a quick second out now. He's back to the top of the lineup with Kyra Gray. Careful. She's responsible for the lone Everett run of the game. A solo blast in the third inning. So the second inning for Everett. Couple of singles, runners on the corners with two outs, could not come through as the first pitch to Gray this time is high for ball one. And then in the third inning with one out, Gray with that solo home run, and then with two outs, a double with Teed, not able to get her to score. But otherwise in the first and fourth innings, Ever has been retired in order. Another opportunity for Conrad to get out of the inning in order here, but a 2-0 count for Kyra Gray as another pitch misses low and away there. Conrad back in the circle now. Quick glance at her wrist now, 2-0. Missing in the same spot on the changeup this time. 3-0 count for Kyra Gray. Obviously, being a little bit more cautious with her, seeing what damage she could do in her last plate appearance. And now they're not even going to throw the next one. Just going to be an intentional walk now for Kyra Gray. Two out base runner on first for Everett. Here is Kira Elder. So we're going to have another circle visit here for Mo Conrad and the rest of the Grass Lake infielders from head coach Roger Cook. So Elder at the plate now. She's 0-2, strikeout in the first, and a ground out in the third. So Roger Cook heads back to the Grass Lake dugout. Rest of the Grass Lake infielders go back to their spots. Conrad ready to go to throw the first pitch to Elder here. 3-1 Grass Lake here in the bottom of the fifth for Michigan State University State Semis. First pitch, that one floats in. Nice changeup. Top of the zone, ball. Make it strike one, 0-1 count. Getting ahead here. Here's the 0-1 pitch on its way. Swinging a fly ball into left field. Hinson getting under it. Oh, man, that just dropped just ahead of her. A little bit of a lawn dart. Not able to make the diving catch. It looked like it was going to be more than enough time for her to get under it and make the catch, but instead it just sinks right ahead of her. Drops in for a base hit. Gray able to score from second as Teet able to make it. Elder able to float into second for a stand-up one-run double. Grass Lake's lead cut to one now. It's 3-2. RBI brought to you by Aspen One Hour. Two-out magic here for Everett after two quick outs, retiring the 8 and 9 batters. But now the top three doing some damage here. Here's Madison Teet at the plate. Conrad steps back in. First pitch was in there for a strike. Next pitch, it's going to be a swing and a pop to the middle of the infield. Drops just ahead of Hillbearer, not able to grab it. In between Hillbearer and Smith would have been a very close play, a very tough play anyways, just with how much time that took to get there and not able to make the pickup. Infield single for Teed. Now runners on the corners with two outs. Tying run stands at third for Everett, and the go-ahead run now at first. Here is Jilly Decker at the plate now. Shows you how quickly these things can turn on a dime. We've got a swing and a pop in foul territory. It's playable and caught by Jurek. Boy, Grass Lake needed that one. Everybody's starting to get a little bit nervous on the Grass Lake side. Two quick outs and then an intentional walk to Gray. A one-run double for Elder and then a single to get runners in the corners there to end that fifth inning. Everett pulls to within one. It's 3-2. Grass Lake over Everett. Top of the sixth coming your way in 60 seconds. This is the Softball State Semis on Fox Sports 101.9.
Happy summer. This is Jennifer Scanlon with the Brokerage House. Are you dreaming of lake days? Join us for the Irish Hills Lake and Home Tour. Saturday, June 20th from 10 to 5. Jump on a pontoon and enjoy a tour on five of the area's most desirable lakes. The Brokerage House is partnering with Flagstar Bank, Eagle Point Marine, the Irish Hills Chamber of Commerce, and the Home Builders Association to welcome guests at the Eagle's Nest on gorgeous Clark Lake. Call the Brokerage House today for your complimentary wristband while supplies last. 517-788-8733. Let's make your next move a move to the lake.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Today's coverage brought to you by Prates Place Restaurant in Grass Lake. Open 7 days a week with live music on select nights, event space, and catering for your next event. Offering smoked meats, pizzas, tacos, and more. Prates Place, Grass Lake's very own sports bar and family restaurant. Leading off, pinch hitting in place of Adeline Henson, it's Taylor Dick. She looks at the first pitch in there for strike one against Kyra Gray. Next pitch misses high for ball one. Taylor Dick has had a couple of pinch hitting opportunities in the playoffs for Grass Lake as she swings and misses on the next one. Falls behind one and two. Taylor Dick, freshman, getting some Final Four experience here at MSU as we got a swing and a miss. Four strike three, a quick four-pitch strikeout from Kyra Gray. Retiring the leadoff hitter, and that brings back to the top of the lineup with Lily McVicker. That was the ninth strikeout of the game for Kyra Gray as well. Bases empty, one out, 3-2 Grass Lake lead over Everett in the state semis. Now in the top of the sixth inning. Very close game, of course. Both teams have had their chances with two outs, no less. After that foul, McVicker charging in for the bunt attempt. Couldn't make the contact, and it's 0-2 now. McVicker 0-2, a strikeout, a walk, and a pop out. She's also got a steal. Swinging a foul tip into the screen behind. Stays alive at the plate with this 0-2 count. So Grass Lake here in a sixth and the seventh. Two more chances at the plate to try to add to their slim one-run lead. All while Mo Conrad and the rest of the Grass Lake infielders got to have some of their best performances right here in the stretch, trying to hold off this undefeated Everett team. 0-2. Called strike three. Fastball outside half. Back-to-back Ks for Kyra Gray to start this sixth inning. Up to 10 strikeouts now. Here's Layla Smith trying to keep the inning going for Grass Lake. 1-for-3, line out, strikeout, and a leadoff single to start the fifth inning, which she was able to score one of those two runs on Chloe Hollifield's two-run single. First pitch in there for a strike. Next pitch swung on and missed. Layla Smith falls behind 0-2. Next delivery, swing and a pop. This one up and out of play behind. Another nice catch from a Grass Lake supporter. That's two now today. So 0-2 for Smith. Gray back in the circle. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a tapper foul along the third baseline. We'll do it again. 0-2. Grass Lake has been able to have more than enough chances in this one. They've had 8 runners left on base in this one. Good early chance in the first and second, not able to come through until the third with Michaela Jurek's one-run double. Swing and a foul tip to the left-hand side again. Layla Smith has been tough all game and all season for that matter to get out at the plate. She's not going down that easily. Still 0-2, couple fouls. Here's the next one. Swing and a grounder right back to Gray in the circle. Makes the easy delivery to Teed at first. For out number 3, second inning of the game. That Grass Lake goes down in order. And they are trying to hang on in front here. 3-2 lead. Grass Lake over Evert. Bottom of the sixth. Coming your way next. This is the girls softball state semifinals brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Rolling on to the latter stages of this one, softball state semifinals at Michigan State University. Grass Lake leads 3-2 over Evert. Connor Dockery with you from East Lansing. 5, 6, and 7 due up for Evert now. Led off by the center fielder Quincy Gray, who swings and misses on the first pitch. From Mo Conrad, who's been great again today, as she has been all season long, all postseason long, no less. We've got another swing and a miss. Quincy Gray falls behind 0-2. She's 0-for-2 in the game as well. Popped out in the second, flew out in the fourth. Conrad ready to go once more, 0-2. Swinging a short grounder there, slow roller to first, but Jurek able to make the pick up and step on the bag for the first out. 3-pitch out right there for Mo Conrad and the Grass Lake defense. Tires the leadoff hitter. Here is Allie Duncan now. So Evert trying to capitalize here, trying to get this game tied here. They don't want to have all of that pressure on their shoulders in the bottom of the seventh inning if they don't come through here in the sixth to try to rally. 3-2. First pitch foul for Duncan. Next pitch, another foul. Swing and a tapper behind, and it goes 0-2. So Mo Conrad, not afraid to attack the strike zone against the middle of Everett's batting order, which has struggled today between the 5-7 hitters, which is due up in this inning. Only one of the combined now 7 plate appearances has resulted in a base runner. We've got a swing and a line drive foul in right field. Still an 0-2 count for Allie Duncan. She's 0-2 with a second inning strikeout and a fourth inning ground out. 0-2 from Conrad again. Swinging a slow grounder. Jurek off first. Makes the pickup and then step on first again for the second batter in a row. 3 and assisted. And that's the first two batters retired here. Base is empty. 3-2 Grass Lake lead. Everett trying to keep the inning alive here with the designated player, Jordan Beamer. She's the only one in the bottom half of Everett's order to get a hit as she grounds one right back to Conrad in the circle. Throw over to first in time, and Grass Lake, boy, that's what they needed defensively after Everett able to get some pressure going in the last inning and scoring a run. They get retired in order here in the bottom of the sixth, and Grass Lake, one more chance to add to their slim one-run lead, 3-2 over Everett, before trying to close this thing down in the bottom of the seventh. That's coming up in 60 seconds here on Fox Sports 101.9 FM, brought to you by Aspen One Hour.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Happy summer. This is Jennifer Scanlon with the Brokerage House. Are you dreaming of lake days? Join us for the Irish Hills Lake and Home Tour, Saturday, June 20th from 10 to 5. Jump on a pontoon and enjoy a tour on 5 of the area's most desirable lakes. The Brokerage House is partnering with Flagstar Bank, Eagle Point Marine, the Irish Hills Chamber of Commerce, and the Home Builders Association to welcome guests at the Eagle's Nest on gorgeous Clark Lake. Call the Brokerage House today for your complimentary wristband while supplies last. 517-788-8733. Let's make your next move a move to the lake.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Just as we're coming back, leading off for Grass Lake, Mackenzie Hilbert pops one out to second for a quick first out. Top of the seventh, Grass Lake in front 3-2 over Everett. Last chance to add to their lead before trying to shut this thing down in the bottom of the seventh, trying to punch their ticket to their second consecutive Division III state championship game. Now we got a swing and a grounder from Mo Conrad right back to Gray in the circle. She kind of bobbled it immediately, but then able to recover, make the throw to first in time for a quick second out. So 3, 4, and 5 due up in this inning for Grass Lake. Mackenzie Hilbert and Mo Conrad both quick outs. And now here is Kennedy Collins, sophomore third baseman for Grass Lake. She's trying to keep this inning alive, has a quick chat with head coach Roger Cook out of the box, offering some words of encouragement before she gets back in. Kennedy Collins, 0-2, hit by a pitch, a flyout, and a strikeout in this one. As she was ready to go at the plate, as was Gray ready to go in the circle, but the home plate umpire was not quite ready. He was not back in the box yet. Now we're ready to go. First pitch to Collins. That's going to be in the dirt for ball one. So far for Gray in this one, 3 runs allowed on 6 hits, 10 strikeouts, and a walk, plus a hit batter as well. Another pitch in the dirt for ball two. It's 2-0 for Kennedy Collins. Next delivery from Gray. Swinging a tapper, this one goes slowly to short. Decker over to Teat in time. Grass Lake down in order for the second inning in a row. And now Mo Conrad and the rest of the Lady Warriors looking to close this thing out in the bottom of the seventh in front of Everett, 3-2 in the state semifinals. Back in a moment. This is Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM, brought to you by Aspen One Hour.
So your driveway looks like it's been beaten up by the unforgiving Michigan weather. Your parking lot worn out beyond belief. Get it the protection it needs from Wolverine Seal Coating. Wolverine Seal Coating can extend the life of your pavement by applying fresh seal coating. And it looks incredible, too. Built to last, their high-quality products provide a durable barrier against the elements and will maintain the beauty of your property. If your driveway or parking lot looks bad, don't let it get any worse. Call Wolverine Seal Coating for a free estimate or visit WolverineSealCoating.com.
Get ready to rev up your summer with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. Make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors, we got what you need to tackle any task. And don't sweat the maintenance. Our two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, we've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this summer work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Today's coverage brought to you by Performance Automotive Northwest, Jackson Public Schools, Industrial Steel Treating, Jessica Villarreal, Five Star Real Estate, and Crate's Place Restaurant in Grass Lake. 3-2, Grass Lake over Everett. Everett at the plate now, bottom of the seventh inning. Grass Lake trying to close this thing out. Move on to their second straight state championship game. We've got 8-9-1 due up for Everett, led off by the second baseman, Callie Smith, who grounds one foul along the third base line. Ball's behind 0-1. It was this same part of the order that was able to score a run in the top, make it the bottom of the fifth inning. Smith and Cutler after her, both out, and then Kyra Gray. She was intentionally walked, and that then was immediately followed up by a one-run double by Kira Elder. So next pitch, check swing, appeal to first, seeing that she held up in time. 1-1 count for Callie Smith. Trying to keep the bases empty here. 1-1. Swinging a short grounder to short. A little bit of a weird bounce there, but glove throw to first. Offline, Mackenzie Hillbearer kind of rushed it a little bit after bobbling it. And the throw was away. Jurek couldn't hold on, but Callie Smith, although making it on base, she did not chance it and move up to second with that wide throw. But this is a big spot right here. Tying run moves to first. Winning run heads to the plate for Everett. Only the first error of the game as well on Grass Lake that last play. So Sabrina Cutler at the plate looking to at least move that tying run forever up from first base. 3-2 Grass Lake leads in the bottom of the seventh in the state semis here at MSU. O'Conrad ready to go in the circle. First pitch showing bunt. Going to roll foul to the left-hand side. Kind of knew that was going to be happening. You know Grass Lake is anticipating that too. Kennedy Collins almost directly halfway between third and home. Jurek there pretty close in off of first as well. Showing bunt. This time it rolls ahead of home. Collins pick up, throw to first in time, but that is a successful sacrifice from Cutler. Callie Smith moves up to second. One out. Grass Lake holding on in front by one run. And here is Kyra Gray, who is responsible for both of Everett's two runs today. A solo home run in the third. She was then intentionally walked in the fifth. And she came in to score that second run of the game on Kira Elder's double. We now got a pinch runner at second. It is Quincy Gray. And now we're going to have Coach Roger Cook having some words here with the home plate umpire before coming in to have a chat with Mo Conrad and the rest of the Grass Lake infielders. Tough situation here. Again, all just got to get the second out. Kyra Gray, she's 1-for-2 in this one. Obviously responsible for both Everett runs scoring in this one. But got to find a way. Get some contact to where at least you don't move up that runner from second to third. So you don't want a grounder right here. You want either a strikeout or an infield pop out right here for Kyra Gray. Those would be the best two scenarios. And even then, even if she gets a fly out, make it a fly out to left field to where that's going to be real gutsy to try to move up the base runner to third. So actually not even going to be pitching to Kyra Gray. It's going to be an intentional walk again for the second consecutive time for Kyra Gray. Runners on first and second with one out. Here is Kira Elder, who again was responsible for the second run, driving that one home. Swing, fly ball. This one goes to left field, and that's going to be caught by Henson. Huge second out. That's exactly what I was describing. A fly ball to left field and not deep enough to potentially have the runner tagging from second. So here we go, down to the final out for Everett. Runners on first and second with two outs. Grass Lake hanging on by one, 3-2. Here's Madison Teed stepping in, 2-for-3, a double and a single in this one with a ground out. But for Everett, tying run at second, winning run at first. A quick little visit in the circle there for Mo Conrad and the infielders. They go back to their possession. You get some Let's Go Warriors chants from the Grass Lake supporters making the trip up here to Michigan State for the semis. Trying to rally the team to get this final out. Everett looking to stay undefeated and make it back to the championship after winning in 2024. First pitch to Teed, called strike one on the outside half. Great pitch from Conrad to get out in front of the count. Teed back in at the plate. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a grounder. That one sneaks past Conrad. And the force out at second. Gloved by Mackenzie Hillbearer. She had to slide in to make the catch. And by then, she just had to make the force out. Step on second. And it's over. Grass Lake wins here in the semis. A late rally attempt for Everett. But Everett's undefeated season comes to an end. And Grass Lake, for the second season in a row, moving on to the big dance. They'll be looking forward to the winner of Ravenna and New Lothrop, which will be the next game played here for Michigan State. We're going to take a quick timeout, and then we'll recap this thing. But Grass Lake holds on to beat Everett 3-2. In the state semis, back in 2 minutes on Fox Sports 101.9.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. At Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Whether you're applying to college for the first time, continuing your education, or returning to school, you deserve an education that will prepare you for where you want to go. Jackson College offers in-person and online classes taught by experienced instructors at a cost that won't break the bank. Register now for summer classes, academic programs with great earning potential, a better life, and peace of mind. At Jackson College, you can do it. Call 517-796-8425 or online at jccmi.edu.
Kubota keeps the job site running smoothly with the number one selling compact excavator lineup in the world. Reliable, capable, and backed by strong dealer support. Stop by today to power up your crew. Right now, bring home select Kubota excavators with 0% financing available or save up to $7,000. Now through June 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimer for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
This is the famous Bud Light beer. It's not easy to brew beer this easy to drink. It takes attention to detail to get something to taste this smooth. Which is why Bud Light is tasted by brewmasters every step of the way. Hey, it's a tough job, but for you and your friends, it's worth it. Bud Light. We don't just brew beer. We brew beer for friends. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Back here from Michigan State University for our post-game presentation of girls softball. Grass Lake holds on to take down Everett 3-2 in the state semis. They advance to their second ever state championship game in and as many years. They'll be looking on to the winner of Ravenna and New Lothrop as they look to make it back-to-back titles. And this game, both teams had their chances. Both teams had their base runners. But it was Grass Lake that came through in the bottom of the fifth. They never trailed in this one. So Grass Lake, in the third inning, they scored the first run of the game. A one-run double from the freshman Michaela Jurek. At that time, making it 1-0. And then immediately in the bottom of the third, Everett comes back with a solo home run from Kyra Gray to tie it at one apiece. Looking ahead to the fifth inning, after both teams retired in order in the fourth, Grass Lake able to get a leadoff single from Layla Smith. And then a one-out single from Mo Conrad. Get two runners on with one out. Kennedy Collins strikes out. And then, with both in scoring position, Michaela Jurek, after her one-run double in the third, she was intentionally walked. Bases loaded, two outs. Chloe Hollifield drives in what would be the winning hit of the game. A two-run single to, at that time, make it 3-2 for Grass Lake. Bottom of the fifth, Everett would come back. They would get two quick outs, but then an intentional walk to Kyra Gray, immediately followed up by a one-run double for Kira Elder, would pull Everett to within one. And at that time, that would be it for Everett and both teams, for that matter, scoring runs. As 3-2, both teams go down in order in the sixth. Grass Lake not able to add to their lead in the sixth or the seventh innings, and we go to the bottom of the seventh, of course. Callie Smith, she gets on base leading off on an error, a sacrifice bunt from Sabrina Cutler, moving her into scoring position. Kyra Gray was then intentionally walked. You have a big flyout to left field for Kira Elder, which prevented any movement on the bases for Everett. And then Madison Teat, a ground out to Mackenzie Hillbearer at short, able to make the pickup, and then a step on the base of second for the force out to get the final out of the game. So a pitcher's duel between two phenomenal pitchers, Mo Conrad and Kyra Gray. Mo Conrad gets the win, allowing two runs on six hits, three strikeouts to no walks. Doing a great job, her and the defense behind her, a couple great plays as well to prevent Everett from capitalizing on all of their base running opportunities, and great pitching and defense for that matter from Everett as well. Kyra Gray, the losing pitcher. She allowed 3 runs on 6 hits as well. 10 strikeouts and 1 walk with 1 hit batter. But what's key for Grass Lake is able to come through with big hits. Again, they scored all 4 of their runs against Whiteford in the state quarterfinals on Tuesday. All 4 of those runs on no hits. I mean, they did get hits in the game, but the runs were not brought in by hits. They were 3 of them by wild pitches, and 1 of them forced in on a hit batter, bases loaded. So this time, able to bring across all 3 of their runs on big base hits from Michaela Jurek to make it 1-for-2, a double, a strikeout, and an intentional walk. And then a 2-run single from Chloe Hollifield, who finished 2-for-3, pair of singles, and of course, driving in what would stand to be the winning run. So that'll do it for this coverage. My, oh my, Grass Lake able to hold on for the big time win 3-2 over Everett in the state semis. Then we'll move on to take the winner of Ravenna and New Lothrop, who are getting ready to start here in less than an hour here at Michigan State University. So we will keep tabs, obviously, on this game and see who is going to be Grass Lake's opponent for their second straight state championship. Grass Lake able to take down Clare last year. Ravenna, they fell to Clare in the semis last year, so Ravenna looking to break through for the championship game this year. New Lothrop, of course, a little bit of a surprise deep run for them compared to how they've played in recent years. They're looking to break through for a championship game as well. That would be their first championship appearance since the 80s as well, 1982. So Ravenna, meanwhile, they've never played in a state championship game. So Grass Lake, obviously, they have championship experience playing and winning last year. And doesn't matter who it is, Ravenna or New Lothrop, they're going to be playing a team that has either never made it or has not made it in over 40 years. So we'll look forward to that tomorrow. That is going to be tomorrow at 3 over on our sister station, WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM for the Division III Softball State Championship. One more time, Grass Lake 3, Everett 2. Grass Lake moving on to the state championship tomorrow at 3 at Michigan State University. I'm Connor Dockery. Thanks for tuning in to this presentation of High School Softball on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. Have a good rest of your day, everybody. Fire.